This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom today, and I hope you're having a good day. The Lord is with you. He promised, I shall never leave you nor desert you. I am with you even until the consummation of the world. The Lord is with you, and He is not only with you, He is for you. He is for you today. Maybe nobody else is for you, but the Lord Jesus is for you, and He has a plan for your life. You say, I'm too old. No, no. He has a plan for your life. He wants you to affect people. Oh, yes. People need to be affected with the gospel. And who do you think He chooses? He chooses you. Amen. That you would go and touch people and tell people about the power of His death, burial, and resurrection. And that He stands at the door and knocks. And He waits for us to open the door to Him. Amen. This is the Word of God. This is the, not many people know it. Not many people know it. But you know it, that He stands at the door and knocks. That's what our song is all about in the introduction of In Season and Out of Season. I stand at the door and knock, and anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with them. That's wonderful, because most people think that God is way, way, way up and not able to be touched. When He says, I stand at the door and knock. What door? The door of your heart. The door of your heart. I stand there and knock, and I wait for you to open the door. I wait for you to open the door. Will you open the door for me? I'm knocking. Have you invited me to come in? I am a gentleman. I do not break into anyone's life unless they want me to be there. I stand at the door and knock. Come, Lord Jesus. You knock at the door of our hearts. I give you permission to come into my heart today. I give you permission to come into my heart today, because I need you. I need you. I'm desperate for you. Oh, yes. I'm desperate for Jesus. Not only do I need Him, I'm desperate for Him. And you know what? You are too. You are desperate for Jesus. And He comes on invitation. Oh, yes, I was just with little children a couple of minutes ago. And these little children heard that Jesus was knocking on the door of their hearts. And it's real. You could be a 90-year-old little child. He stands at the door of your heart and He knocks. And He waits for you to say, Lord Jesus, come in. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. He waits for you. And He will not break in unless He is invited. Have you invited Jesus into your life today and into what's going to happen on this day called Friday? Have you invited Jesus to be with you and to be on you and to be in you? It's so simple. I'm reading from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Now I'm going to tell you something. One of the things that bother people most is fear. Fear is useless. It paralyzes people. Maybe you have been paralyzed by fear. Jesus says to you, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I'll come in. And you need never fear, for I am with you always, even unto the consummation of the world. Fear is an enemy, and it touches so many people. How many people say, I will not go to church because I fear that if I go to confession, the priest will reject me because it's been 42 years since I last went to confession. Well, you know what? The priest will not reject you. That's the devil telling you that. Go and confess your sins. Turn away from them and give your life to Jesus. It's all about giving our life to Jesus. And it's never too late. I remember going to do census 100 years ago. And as I went, there was an old lady that opened the door. And I told her, Jesus loves you. And he's knocking at the door of your heart. And he wants to come in. And she said, I'm too old for that. I'm too old. I said to her, oh, you're just a baby as compared to God. God is ageless, and you're just a baby, and he waits for you to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive my sins, be my Savior, and be my Lord. Lives change when we ask Jesus to come into our lives. Lives change. The Word of God tells us, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. This is God talking to you today. What fire do you walk through? The fire of being rejected. The fire of sin. If you walk through the fire of sin, I am there to forgive you. For I love you. And I bore your sins upon the cross. I bore your sins and your sicknesses upon the cross. I wait for you to say, God, Lord Jesus, come. Come and dwell in my heart. Forgive my sins. I surrender to you. You are my Savior. You see, it's also simple. People make it difficult. That's what people do. I think sin has to do with difficulty. Grace has to do with simplicity. There is grace offered to you. And you simply need to say, Jesus, I surrender. Or Jesus, come into my life. I need you to forgive me. It's so simple. I was taught this when I was 7 years old. I'm not talking about graduate stuff. I'm talking about kindergarten stuff. That Jesus, you might be 90, and you never asked Jesus to come into your life. Well, it's time today. Because you know what? He stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. And what does he say? Do not fear, for I am with you. All this beautiful, beautiful experience. You don't need to fear. Fear is useless. It'll drive you to hell. Do not fear. I have rescued you. I have redeemed you. I have bled for you. I have died for you. I have been buried for you. I rose for you. Do not fear, for I am your God, and you are my people. Do not fear. Fear is the bad, bad, bad culprit. And it touches so many people. Because people are afraid, especially, what will God do to me if I turn to him? I haven't turned to him in 42 years. What will God do to you? He'll open his arms and welcome you. That's what he'll do to you. He'll open his arms and welcome you. I love the story of the prodigal son When he comes home, the father opens up his arms and he says, Sonny, I love you. I love you. You see, this is what it's all about. It is not about torture. It is not about blame. It is not about unforgiveness. It's about mercy. It's all about mercy. God has mercy on you and me too. Oh, I'm not going to forget me. Without his mercy, I have nothing at all. And that mercy is being granted to you right now. That's so simple. You say, but I've turned my back on God. Well, I tell you this, I had to. When I sin, I turn my back on God. But when I go back to confession and repent of my sins, the blood of Jesus cleanses me. Hallelujah. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. There's no one who has not sinned. You see, when the preacher stands up and says, repent, give your life to Jesus, he's a person who has sinned and given his life to Jesus, asking forgiveness. We as Catholics have a sacrament called the Sacrament of Penance. We go and we confess our sin to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the church. And we are given absolution. All is forgiven. All is forgiven, no matter what you've done. Oh, I've hated God. I even said to him, I hate you. I want nothing to do with you. All is forgiven by the blood of Jesus. You have no need to fear that you will be rejected. It tells us in John 6, I will never reject you. Anyone who comes to me, I will never reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me, that's the Father, that I should lose nothing, that you, that he has given me, that I should raise it up on the last day. That's the will of God. That's God's will. People say, I want to do God's will. What's God's will? Asking Jesus to come into your life and to heal you and to forgive you and to give you a new life. He said, I did that many years ago, but I have fallen. Well, it's time to repent. What does repent mean? Turn around 180 degrees and walk toward the light. No more walking toward the darkness. No more walking toward sin. I repent. We have a sacrament called penance. Oh, I think that sacrament is so wonderful. Because not only are we telling Jesus, we're telling someone in the church, I repent, I turn away from my sin, and I turn my life over to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I was a child, the people waiting to go to confession were two whole rows on a Saturday. You know what we did on a Saturday? We went to the show and saw cartoons and things like that and something else that was fun. I don't know what kids do today. I don't think they go out and play anymore. They're into their computer. Well, we never had a computer. We were out and played until the lights went on outside. When the lights went on, that meant go home. Go home quickly, because now that's where you need to be. Today, many children do not go out. They stay home. How boring. How boring it is. Children need to go out and breathe in the fresh air and be children. Too often we make our children grow up too soon. That's sad. A child needs to be a child because that's what they are. Soon enough, they will become an adult. They do not need to be an adult. They need to be children. And children loved Jesus. And Jesus loves children. I tell you, one day, the Lord told me that a child was dancing in front of him, and he saw it as worship, like incense going up before the throne of God. Incense, while the child was dancing before the Lord. These simple little things are wonderful. We don't see things the way God sees things. We look and say, well, how many people will be saved? Listen, salvation is a gift from the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in salvation, but I also believe that children need to be children and not adults. They need to learn how to play and have a good time and not fear about anything because they're being taken care of by their parents. When I was a child, I never thought, well, will I eat dinner tonight? No, I never thought that. Why? Because every night at 6 o'clock, when my father came home, we would have dinner. I never thought about dinner. Do I need to do something? No, every night it was like that. And in the morning, same thing. I never thought that I needed to get up to go to school. Well, the alarm rang, and I got up and go to the kitchen and do what I needed to do, eat what I needed to eat, and get dressed. You see, it's simple. I want children to be children. I want them to know they have nothing to fear because God is in charge. I was taught as a little kid that when I was just a child, that Jesus was with me and that he loved me. And I only needed to be what I was, a child. You know, many people that are adults are called to be like children in giving our life to Christ, like a child. He says, I told you before, I'll tell you again, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and I will dine with them. I stand at the door and knock. Are you letting them in? Are you letting them in? That's the question. You say that, but I've sinned. Well, you need a Savior. You need a Savior if you've sinned. And our salvation is in the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven by which we are called to be saved, but the name of Jesus. Amen. He is our salvation. He is your salvation. He wants to be your salvation. You say, I've given my life to him 42 years ago. Well, it's time to repent again and turn over your life to him as it is. As it is. I'm ashamed of some of the things that I've done. Well, you know what? When people come to me, they say, I'm ashamed. I tell them I heard it all. Nothing's going to make me blush. I've heard it all, and only God knows what I've done. Nothing is going to make me blush. Nothing's going to make me afraid. Nothing's going to make me feel that you're not worthy. God on the cross, Jesus on the cross, forgave us and gave us himself as a gift. A gift. He gave us himself as a gift. Do you want to receive that gift?
Yes.
You see, I can give you all the gifts that I give you, but you need to open the package up to receive the gift. How do I receive the gift of Jesus? It's so simple. He says, I'm standing at the door of your heart, and I'm knocking. Will you let me in? Well, I receive the gift by saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. I surrender my life to you. How easy is that? You see, it's not only that I gave my life to Jesus today. I've surrendered my life until I die and beyond the grave. I've surrendered, and I want to continue to surrender my life. And who am I surrendering my life to? To the one who went to the cross for me. To the one who bled for me. To the one who was crowned with thorns for me. To the one that a lance punctured his heart and blood and water flowed out for me. Who am I giving my life to? To the one who gave his life for me and for you. Don't make it complicated. Just say, I surrender, Jesus. I surrender, Lord. Just come and be God in my life. Be my Savior. Be my Savior. I'm desperate. I see people that have reached a dead-end street, and Jesus says, I am there for you now at the end of the dead-end street, and I call you to come to me, for I want to embrace you. I'm not making this up. He says, I want to embrace you. Will you let Jesus embrace you today? That's a question. I'm not worthy. Well, no one's worthy. Get over it now. No one's worthy. Only the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. He's the only worthy one. No one's worthy. You're not worthy. I'm not worthy either. You know, I can celebrate the Eucharist, and bread and wine becomes his body and blood, his soul and divinity. I am not worthy to do this, but this is my vocation. He makes me worthy by the blood that he shed for me. He makes you worthy by the blood that he shed for you. I love the scripture that says in the book of Revelation, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive wisdom and power and honor and adoration. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, yes, he is worthy. And he makes us worthy by the gift of the Holy Spirit. He makes us worthy by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ask him today, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I'm desperate. Come into my life. It's all in shambles. Come into my life. I don't have two pennies to put together. I'm desperate. And then keep quiet, because he comes. Oh, and he comes like the prophet Elijah. Not in the storm wind, not in the earthquake, but in the still, soft voice. And Elijah covered his face because he was in the presence of God. It's so simple. It's so simple. You haven't been with God all your life, but today you're hearing a message, and he's calling you. All who are laboring, come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. But you've got to ask him to come in. Come in, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Come in now and be my Savior and my Lord. Into my heart, into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in. Today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Into my heart, into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. If you meant it, he's no further than your breath. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.